Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo, and Akusti, who's back from his cycling trip around Finland last week. So welcome back, Akusti.
Thank you, and I have to correct you. It was only one part of Finland. But still, long trip, 4 days, many kilometers, and sleeping in a tent. So there were so many external factors.
And so I refer you back to the first episode we ever did on external factors, all right?
But, yeah.
Listen, today we're going to talk about being consistent as a coach, as a manager, and just try and provoke a little bit of thinking amongst our listeners. And see if we can strike a chord with people to go, do you know what, maybe that's me, or that's not so much me, that's my assistant. And just being able to recognise maybe where we as coaches and managers can be a little bit more consistent. Because if you're inconsistent with your players, it can cause confusion and chaos, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's not the easy part, because if you lose the game, of course, you have emotions, and if you win the game, you have different kind of emotions. But how you manage to keep those emotions in the same level?
Because I notice especially on Twitter, like over here in England, on a Saturday night, for example, you know, after we play our games a lot on Saturday afternoon, as you know, I see on my Twitter feed, if the team wins one week, the manager's so happy, you know, so full of joy, you know, it's like it's New Year's Eve or his birthday and it's time to party. Then a week later they lose, and it's the complete opposite. It's like they're falling into a big depression.
Yeah, but that's pretty common here too, but at least he's doing something every week. I have seen so many times when the team wins, the manager or head coach or whatever put something to the Twitter, but when they lose the game, you can't see nothing.
And but you also see it, that's sort of diverse slightly. Some clubs, you know, their official Twitter feeds, if they win a game, the highlights are up very quickly.
Yeah.
Or a match report is up very quickly. And if they lose, sometimes you have to wait 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's amazing, because those people who does those reports, they are not playing.
No.
They need to do their job.
Yeah, but sometimes they're in no hurry when they lose, you know. What do you think about then, staying on match day for now? Go on.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Something in line.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say, staying on match day, the match day thinking. You know, what about the guys that are inconsistent in the sense that they all, just before 10 minutes before kickoff, they're in the changing room and they say to their players, go out, work hard, have fun, be brave on the ball, all these great terms, you know. And then the game starts and from 30 seconds onwards, the coach is angry, he's prowling the touchline, he's having a go at everybody, and he's doing the exact opposite of what he wants his team to do.
That's a really mixed message for the players, because if we should have fun, why don't you have fun?
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, I think.
Yeah, you know,
Don't get me wrong, we're all massively passionate about it and we want our teams to win. But I think it's difficult to make clear decisions from the dugout when you're angry.
Yeah, and also if you started in 30 seconds, there's more problems than that game. And for me, I don't understand any way the coaches who are yelling all the time for the players.
But it has the effect as well, and I've seen it a lot where a manager or a coach will spend the whole time. Yeah, you know, something will happen. The referee gives a decision that they're not happy with, and they'll start screaming and shouting, and they go on and on and on and on. But then, maybe later on, the player gets sent off. Or some whatever for dissent, And then the manager after the game will have a go at him, both behind closed doors and often in the press as well. So again, it's a really, really mixed message, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And one thing is yelling to referees. If the coach yelling to referees and he expect that players stay calm and exactly. focus on next action, that's also mixed message.
The interesting thing you said to me, actually, before we just started recording this, you mentioned Frank Lampard. And I thought it was a really interesting point where, you know, obviously, he's just become the manager of Chelsea. So can you share with us what you said about him? I thought it was really interesting.
I think I saw it from somewhere. They played first game and they were bad. I think they played in Ireland.
Yeah, I think they played Ireland Bohemian or something, like. Didn't they?
Yeah. And I don't know the result, but the thing triggered my brain was when he talked about that we played badly, that game shows that we are not fit enough. And for me, how he dealt the same situation, let's say in November, if they lose the game, are they still fit enough? They are not fit enough, or what they gonna do if they lose the game during season? Or is it only for pre-season when they are not fit enough?
Yeah, I thought it was a really clever observation from you because, you know, it's just what this episode's about, being consistent, you know? So the message today, I suppose, is how can we as coaches, managers, think now about our consistency? So, for example, you know, whenever I do post-game interviews and stuff, you know, I remain as calm as I can be. If I feel emotional, I wait for a while until I'm calm again.
Yeah.
And then you just try to focus, I suppose, on delivering the same messages. It's not about digging people out or criticizing people. Sometimes it's as dull as it can be when you've had a disappointing result. Sometimes it's better just to try and talk in quite general language, in general terms, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's better if you have nothing to say, just say something that the press want to hear, but nothing negative.
Well, yeah.
Because, of course, it's normal. Everybody is doing mistakes. That's all about the game. If there's nobody who's doing a mistake, you can't play football.
One piece of advice I was given many years ago by a very, very experienced manager and successful manager, he said to me, if your phone rings and you know it's a newspaper, whether it be a local paper, a national paper, whatever it is, he said, don't answer it. He said, drop the call and gather your own thoughts for 10 minutes and then phone them back. Because then you're prepared and can be.
That's a good advice. And I have done that a couple of times. And last year it was nice because I always have to drive 1 hour after the home game back home.
Yeah.
So I wait till I was in the car and then I rang back.
Yeah, I think it's some of the best advice that I've been given, to be fair. In terms of just finishing up towards the end now, with coaches, you know, with your staff and maybe the messages that you give as your staff. And when I've been in, just to keep on obviously talking about consistency, I've been in a changing room where I've spoken to the team tactically about something. And then when I finish, another member of staff, maybe the manager, will say the complete opposite to what I've just told the player, even though we've discussed it beforehand. And this was pretty big for me because as soon as the example that I can give was a couple of seasons, 2 or 3 years ago or something like that. And I said something that was agreed. Then the manager spoke and said the opposite. And all the players are suddenly looking at me. Now, whether they're looking at me because I'm wrong or, well, no one was right or wrong, but they pick up the inconsistency so quickly, don't they?
I think that happens because the manager or coach who spoke after you, he really wanted to tell his message and he didn't think about it. What kind of message I'm going to bring here? Because if for me, it's like if you talk first, I need to support your message, even it's wrong or even it's different than what we thought beforehand. But it always have to be the same message because...
Well, that's it. I think that's why it's important. They actually happened that we actually spoke about what we were going to speak about. So, but I think the key thing here is that as staff as well, not just us as individuals, but as a staff, as a group of football people, we have to deliver the same message from day one to the last day of the season and be consistent with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, here we are. We're actually just on 10 and a half minutes. So it's been flown by as always, isn't it?
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah. So
last time it was 12 minutes, I think.
Yeah, no, we are. We're 10 and a half minutes. That's where we're at. So anyway, listen, guys, thank you very much for listening to us again this week. We welcome, obviously, any comments and feedback, or if there's anything that you would like us to discuss, we'd love to hear from you. So until next week, many thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.